This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go. Another adventure awaits you as we go through the News Talk Radio world, courtesy of the charts that are published every week at Talkers Magazine. You'll find that in talkers.com. And here with his extremely exquisite voice in mind is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Give us an example of how exquisite your voice is, would you please, Michael?
Some enchanted evening. How was that?
Is that Gun Hill? Is that Gun Hill Road?
No, that's some crazy stage play that some guys wrote back in the old days.
That's the moldy old days.
About people in the Pacific Ocean. I'm not sure what it was about.
Right. I think it was the theme for Castaway, wasn't it, that movie?
Yes, it was. Right.
Exactly. All right, well, enough foolish. We have a lot of things to cover, a lot of ground here, as usual.
Let's cover. Here we go. You want to do it?
Stories, people, let's go. Yes, yes.
Okay, number 10, we have events in India and Myanmar. At number 9, Bruce Springsteen's Jeep spot and his operating under the influence arrest.
But he wasn't operating under the influence. That's a kind of a sidebar story. We'll get to that in a minute. It was that was pretty damned outrageous, actually, what happened.
He was operating under the influence of perversive... perverse, rather.
Park rangers who like Trump.
He was operating under the influence of liberalism.
Mm-hmm, yes, that's right.
At number 8, race relations, police reform, and the NBA national anthem, flap. I love that word, flap.
Flap.
Right. Number 7, big story. It's getting lost in the shuffle, but it's actually huge. The Trump criminal probe in Georgia. That could actually be a pretty serious problem for the former president. Mm. And number 6, social media bias, freedom of speech, and the death of Larry Flint, who was a major First Amendment figure back in the 70s.
He was that.
he was an important person.
You know, every time I drive down Wilshire Boulevard and go by there's a big glass building that's at the corner of La Cienega and Wilshire Boulevard, which was the home of Flint Enterprises, which was Hustler magazine, and all kinds of other nefarious stuff. I use the word nefarious, thinking that's an interpretation, right? Some people didn't think he was a nefarious character at all, and others did.
I think he was actually a champion of free speech.
He was.
Whether you like his magazine or not is a matter of taste.
Should have given him the Freedom of Speech Award from Talkers Magazine.
Well, yeah.
Right.
But
okay, anyway,
I never read Hustler.
Looked at the pictures.
I just read it for the interviews or something.
Yes, of course you did.
And number 5, the economy. The economy is at number 5, and the education crisis is tied with it, and they're very closely related. Mm-hmm. And number 4, U.S.-China relations and the World Health Organization investigation in Wuhan, which basically came up with little. At number 3, the COVID-19 vaccines, variant stats. Number 2, the Capitol insurrection investigation, which ties into number 1, the Senate impeachment trial. You want to talk about people?
Please.
Number 10, Bruce Springsteen and Larry Flint tied at 10. Xi Jinping at 9. Mark Cuban at 8. Dr. Tony Fauci at 7. At number 6, we have Matt Gaetz and Josh Hawley. At number 5, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Number 4, Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham. At number three, Bruce Castor and David Schoen. Joe Biden is number 2, and Donald Trump maintains number 1, even though he is no longer the president. He is the central figure of the national conversation.
All right, so the conversation about Bruce Springsteen deserves a bit more attention because of the truth, the facts, versus the fiction. The fact that he was charged with a DUI or an OUI, whatever they call it in New Jersey, that doesn't mean that he was. In fact, he blew a 0.02, when the inebriative state is, I believe, 0.08. Is it not in most states?
I don't know.
I claim to know, but I know he was way off the mark. And it appears upon further investigation that he had stopped. A couple of people saw him riding the motorcycle through a park, and he pulled over, and they gave him a shot of tequila. And there were a couple of park rangers sitting in a truck watching him, and as soon as he took the shot, they came over and arrested him. and he blew a .002 or whatever it is, and they said, okay, you're under arrest. And he said, what do you mean I'm under arrest? I got a .002. I'm not drunk at all. But you drank on the public right away or some other stupid thing. And so it became clear through the event, and it cost, I don't know, you know, what at the end of the day, if this can be straightened out, but the Jeep spot that was very popular during the playing of the Super Bowl, got yanked. He had done that, and so it's a certain amount of embarrassment, I would think, to his career, his reputation, and it was because these guys that were the park rangers liked Trump, and they knew Springsteen didn't, and so they jazzed him around. So how do you like that? There's justice, truth, justice in the American way. Pretty nonsensical, but you know, how does that all get straightened out? Once the cat's out of the bag, people hear, oh, Springsteen, he was drunk. You hear that? You know, it's like, is there the retraction or the correction happen on page 10? How do you get it? Yeah, right.
I kind of think it keeps Springsteen's name alive in the national conversation.
Yeah.
And that he will more than survive the embarrassment of
this. Oh, sure. Yeah.
And
right.
And eventually it'll be forgotten. It also is controversial. And personally, I don't know what the truth is. I mean, I have no idea. I mean, I don't even know if they knew it was Springsteen. I mean, oh, look, there's Bruce Springsteen driving through the park on his motorcycle having tequila with a bunch of fans. I mean,
do you think these guys haven't got anything better? I guess my read on it would be these: we're paying these park rangers, and all they have to do is sit around and watch people, you know, who they're supposed to be guarding the trails and protecting people when they're out on walks and keeping the animals away from, you know, charging. We have so many police in this country. We're just over-policed to the nth degree.
Yeah, we don't need them. We shouldn't have any police, right? We should just all be good.
Right. Well, defund the police.
I love the hypocrisy in these discussions. I'm not saying you're a hypocrite, but I'm just saying that the same people who one day hate the police, the next day love the police, then the next day they hate the police. It's all about whatever the current story is. And of course, let's face it, the whole police situation, as per the number one topic, or the number two topic, the Capitol insurrection investigation, you talk about confusion as to where the police are in
what
terms of
is.
Political positions in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, right. It's pretty, it's overcome, like politics has overcome everything and spoiled a lot. In a moment, we talk about an article that was in Talkers. You actually take apart an article that appeared in the New York Times in Talkers about talk radio and talk radio hosts and whether or not they led to the subject matter of our number two story this week. Mm-hmm. Talkers Magazine, find all the lists and the stories at talkers.com. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen at 14 after the hour with a bit of advice for those of you who are having a tough time in the breathing department. May I suggest that you do something that a lot of people have started doing since we've started talking about it here, and that's go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. You'll see the story, the profile of a nasal care system that's very unique in that it's all natural, involves you every morning and every evening taking this little device and sticking in your nose and blowing out the things that are, you know, when you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth and you kind of blow your nose or do whatever it is. It's not fun to talk about, but yet we all know that the things that get stuck on our nose affect our health. And if you have got dangerous germs and allergens and mucus up there with other bacteria and viruses, you need to clean it out. And that's what the Navage Nose Cleaner does. You get the salt pods with it. You get the little nose pillows with it. It comes with batteries even. How about that for a deal? You'll find it, and you can order it at Navage.com. Keep your nose clean. It's worth the investment, I'll tell you that. Sucks the snot right out of your nose. Do it in the morning and do it in the evening. Go find it at Navage.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet Also, it's made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra-soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream sheets.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our President's Day weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus, special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
If you have an unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-254-5040. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-254-5040. 800-254-5040. 800-254-5040. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
All right, moving back into our zone here, the charts for the week of February 8th to the 12th, the subject matter of our conversation and ancillary things that have to do with News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. So this week at talkers.com, one of the dailies, you took apart an article. I don't know if took apart is the right word, but you know what I mean. Analyzed an article about the impact of right-wing. You know, these guys in these liberal newspapers, they love to take their shots. Rush Limbaugh, when he dies, that'll be the end of everything, you know, all of that stuff. So why don't you take your take on it?
And, yeah, well, first of all, they've been writing about the death of conservative talk radio forever.
Right.
And so when, you know, people ask me, is the fairness doctrine coming back onto Biden? The answer is no.
No.
It's not. It's not even worth getting into the whole thing because it stirs up fear that they're going to kill talk radio, and they're not. They're not going to kill it. They're making it stronger. We've been through this. Doug, you've been through this with me, observing this for at least 30 years, and yep. I've been fighting the First Amendment battle even before that, all the way back to my rock and roll days we were fighting the First Amendment battle.
Yeah.
They wanted to shut down the playing of certain songs and messages.
Lay, Lady, Lay. Remember that one?
Huh?
Remember Lay, Lady, Lay? And what the disc jockeys, I remember. They
that was a smirky song. Lewd. That one was like, ooh, yeah. Lay, Lady, Lay.
Yeah, right.
But it probably wasn't even meant to be dirty.
No.
But of course, we thought, you know, when songs like the B Word were made by the Rolling Stones, or Elton mm-hmm. John did the B Word Is Back.
Yeah.
I'm being very, you know, or all the way back to Johnny Horton, and we really gave him hell. You know, but they didn't say hell. Right. You couldn't say hell or damn on the air.
Nothing
so,
like that.
So the English language has been broadened, and it's organic. It changes. But freedom of expression is part of the First Amendment. More coming.
Check out the article we're talking about at talkers.com. It's 21 after the hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen from the DJV program and various other shows like the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the DJV Health Show and the American Family Farmer and Your Hidden Power. They're everywhere. I'm everywhere, Michael. And so
you're schizophrenic.
You. I was kidding.
But I'm not qualified to make a psychological diagnosis, okay. So I take that back.
All right. Well, I want to go back to what you were talking about a few minutes ago with regard to if you look at the current issue of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, there's an article in there, the reference to the New York Times, and it's, again, taking the shot, which is so predictable from them and so nonsensical about how basically the right-wingers created the insurrection, Michael was speaking to that, and so is there more to say?
Well, basically, I called the president a shock president. I said, we've always had shock jocks, but now we have a shock
president.
You
were quoted in the article, by the way.
Yeah, I'm quoted in the article, but of course, he only took the tip of my iceberg.
Of course.
Because I defended talk radio in my interview, which went, about an hour and a half.
Really?
Oh, yes. So many of these articles that you'll see two words by me in, I gave them all the background to help them or to dissuade them from writing the piece. Mm-hmm. And I get in the article because they feel like, they couldn't have written the article without me, even if it's against what I say, because I illuminated for them. You see, a lot of the people that work in newspapers don't realize that they are engaged in a mission. The editor says, go find out some dirt on talk radio. And then they find pieces of the puzzle that fit the narrative. And they don't realize
like it. Like a lawyer. Tell me, the lawyer gets told what he wants, what the boss wants this result, so you find a way to get me there legally. That's all that is. It's the same stuff.
But you see, this goes on all the time. And each side doesn't realize how biased it is against the other side. And the liberals don't have a clue. They don't have a clue how biased they are. And that's not to say the conservatives are not biased as well. There's a lot of bias going on. That's why we call it divided. We seek victory as opposed to truth. And that's why journalism is in the dumpster. So we got a lot of problems to deal with in this country, and they come down to being true to ourselves and being true to each other as opposed to trying to beat each other over the head with cherry-picked stories.
Who we pay attention to. But you know what? It hasn't dissuaded. There are several, including talkers, several of the trades that have focused on the ratings of News Talk Radio. And even, you know, the New York Times says everybody's getting old, we're losing our audience and that, all that stuff. Meanwhile, the real numbers suggest that News Talk Radio has surged to a record high listeners.
If it wasn't for News Talk Radio, radio would be basically irrelevant.
Right. Yep. There it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to trade the biggest stars that we have in media today, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and also on the liberal side, you know, there are many, Joe Madison, Tom Hartman. Yeah. You want to trade that for what, disc jockeys? What, are you kidding me?
Well,
the industry should support what's commonly called AM conservative talk radio. You should support it. It puts radio at the table.
Well, you know? Look at some of the things that people are saying that run these talk. And I want to say, this is not inside, actually. This is pertinent to people who want to listen to
this. This is one of the top topics of conversation this week, which is our duty to discuss.
I mean, you look at some of the great talk radio stations around the country that program directors are saying about this article. I mean, it calls attention to the Washington Post, New York Times, calls attention to the radio stations. But these radio stations that they're talking about, they don't know what they're talking about because the health of these stations, I mean, radio is off like every other business is off this year in terms of income and revenue. But that doesn't mean people aren't listening. It's just the opposite, in fact. So,
yes.
You know, it's there are, and a lot of talk radio hosts actually are talking about this on their program because they love to dump on the Post and the New York Times.
Of course.
And the Post and the New York Times have made it real easy for them to do it this week. 28 after the hour here, another half hour coming up of the Talk Radio Countdown.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
This is sponsored by IBM. A new IBM study of 3,000 CEOs across nearly 50 countries reveals how CEOs are navigating this moment of upheaval. Surveyed CEOs see the remote anywhere workplace as a top challenge looking ahead. Outperforming leaders are relentlessly focused on their people's well-being, even at the cost of profitability. This is critical since 1 in 4 employees IBM surveyed reported they plan to change employers in 2021, citing the need for more flexible work schedule or location as a top reason why. Also, CEOs named technology and regulatory factors as the top external forces that will affect their business going forward. Jesus Mantis, Senior Managing Partner, IBM Global Business Services, says,
"The pandemic has challenged leaders to reset and focus on what's truly essential, especially their people. The anywhere workforce requires company leaders to provide agile technology, adopt more empathetic leadership models that prioritize employee well-being, and to champion flexible and inclusive cultures in order to thrive."
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
Tired of lying awake, tossing and turning, just hoping for a few hours of sleep? Get the sleep you crave with the one-of-a-kind Tempur-Pedic. Only Tempur-Pedic uses proprietary Tempur material that continuously adapts and responds to your body to relieve pressure, so you get deep, uninterrupted sleep all night, every night. Now's a perfect time to renew your sleep with the one-of-a-kind comfort of Tempur-Pedic and save up to $500 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over 120 million Americans are under winter storm warnings, watches, or advisories as a big coast-to-coast winter storm brings snow, ice, and freezing temperatures to much of the United States. The storm has caused hundreds of flights to be canceled, and thousands have lost power from the Pacific Northwest to the Mid-Atlantic. President Biden approved an emergency declaration Sunday for all of Texas's 254 counties. President Trump praised his supporters for standing by his side. The president thanked his defense team and GOP lawyers for helping him preserve the rule of law and America's constitutional rights. Trump was acquitted over the weekend in his impeachment trial. New York City police have arrested a suspect in connection with 4 stabbing attacks on the city's A-train subway system that left 2 people dead since Friday. Rigoberto Lopez has been charged. New York City Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says 500 additional officers were being deployed to the city's transit system to make sure people feel safe. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
As cold weather blankets much of the United States, the extra demand on power could have consequences. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
It's not only cold now, but it's going to get colder for the next several days. One of the hardest hit states is Texas, where Andrew Barlow is with the Public Utility Commission.
When that happens, by nature, people are going to get indoors and they're going to turn up the heat. And if they have electric heat, if they want to turn on a lot of lights in the house, maybe might have the kids watch the TV show in one room and they're watching one in the other, the electricity demand can really jump.
Barlow also tells us one source of power, the wind turbines in West Texas, are iced up. Residential customers are being told to reduce their thermostats to 68 degrees or lower. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A wreck on the last lap changed the outcome of the Daytona 500.
The first race of the 2021 NASCAR season was plagued by a rain delay that lasted more than 5 hours and bookended my two large crashes. The Daytona 500 was only 15 laps old when a 16-car wreck brought out the yellow flag minutes before lightning brought out the red. Racing finally resumed around 9 o'clock Sunday night. On the final lap, teammates Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano collided, causing a train reaction crash behind them. Michael McDowell was able to avoid the wreck and slide to the front to collect his first career NASCAR Cup Series victory. Chase Elliott finished second, Austin Dillon third, Kevin Harvick fourth, and Denny Hamlin, who won the race's first two stages, came in fifth. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, 34 at the hour. Now back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of Talkers Magazine's charts, the work that's done by the staff at Talkers Magazine, led by Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the stories and the people. So the focus on COVID and the business about we're talking about how things change with time, and how things have changed over the years with regard to anything that's been a problem. Remember, I was talking earlier about gay men who were told to abstain from sex when the AIDS virus came out and how that turned around. So one wonders about all of the things. The University of Massachusetts this week told its students that they couldn't go out unless they were going to the cafeteria for food or they were going to get a test. That should be your exercise. And then, you extrapolate all of these various things, banning people from this, that, or the other thing, and whether masks are going to do it. Do we have to have two masks instead of one? Do we get two shots or three? And on it goes. So where do you think, where does the rubber hit the road here, Michael, in terms of our conversation about it on the air, news-wise, conversation, opinion-wise, where does it go?
Where does it go? It goes exactly where it's going. We're doing a perfect job.
Are we?
you just listen to what you just said. I mean, you're talking about 15 different aspects of it in one sentence, and all of them are part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. Basically, Where do we go, or where does the world go?
Well,
where the world goes is to the unexpected.
Let's talk about it in a different perspective. Let me make it a little easier, because that's sort of a conflicted and confusing. I know I sometimes do that with you. Not on purpose. It just happens to be the
makes
way.
Makes for very interesting therapy sessions. For
my
me.
Yes, right.
And then
you're,
you know what he said?
Right. Yeah. What about that?
Yeah.
So
here I am. I'm on the air, and he hits me with that.
Right. So the fact that people want to blame news talk radio, i.e., right wing talk radio, for the problem, the misinformation, people not wearing masks, that kind of stuff. You wonder, in the light of eternity, what is going to stick when we go down the pike? What will people remember about all of this?
Okay, let me say one thing. First of all, I don't mind that people criticize news talk radio. Because if you're going to use your First Amendment right to say controversial things and to be part of a meaningful discussion in a polarized society, and then act like you're a victim because people strike back, well, then you're missing the whole spirit of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like being a boxer and getting angry at the other guy for hitting you, or being a football player and getting angry that somebody tackled you. How dare him? He tried to knock me down.
All right.
This is a rough and tumble sport. This is hardball, like that guy on MSNBC used to call his show. This is black belt conversation. We need to have this, but you got to be prepared to get smacked in the face. I don't mean physically, but you know what I'm saying, figuratively. So when I hear conservative hosts going, oh, they're ganging up on us, or oh, they're trying to censor us, or oh, my gosh, they took away my Twitter account. Well, you want to take away their Twitter account.
Yeah.
you want to take away their platform.
Mm-hmm.
Grow up and face it. I think a lot of it is just righteous indignation. I don't believe that anybody in this conversation is that upset. I don't think the people mentioned in the New York Times article.
Yeah, it's showtime, boys and girls.
So that's my truth.
Yeah.
Anything else I say would be not serving our listeners with an inside view of the truth about this platform that is important based on the premise that words do matter.
Yep. And facts matter.
Right. Facts definitely matter.
All right, so let's talk about the economy. Number five this week. Let's bounce around here a little bit. The economy, very important. I noticed that Royal Dutch Shell said that they are never going to be able to make as much oil and gasoline and petroleum products as they did last year because they have reached their peak. And one wonders what kind of wonderful conversation we could have out of that. Does that mean that the electric manufacturers have seen they've seen the future and they know we're going to run out of oil, and so it's just in time and we should invest in electric cars? You know where this conversation could go in a dozen different directions, which is true of most of the stuff that we talk about, right?
Well, yeah. You know, I could flippantly answer, let's go to ExxonMobil then, you know.
Yeah. They're all going to say the same because production levels are down. It's more expensive to make this stuff, and there's not enough. You know, you can dig into the corn and ethanol thing. I mean, it really, how it affects the economy in the Midwest, where farmers are trying to grow more corn because it's good for their business to put corn into oil.
Yeah.
So
well, look, you know, follow the money. Wherever there's money being made, that's going to be the paradigm until money's not being made, or until it can be proven that more money can be made elsewhere. That's how the free marketplace ties into the course of human events. So what's going to really happen? Here's the answer. Over the next 25 years, we're going to slowly evolve from fossil fuel to other kinds of fuel. Eventually, we'll master time and space, and we'll be operating on a nuclear level, and we'll have nuclear energy in a way that's safe. That's the answer. The universe is abundant with energy. We just have to figure out how to tap into it, and now we're beginning that process, and it isn't going to happen in 2 years or 4 years or a presidential cycle or the first two terms of AOC. It's going to happen slowly but surely.
That's very interesting. The first two terms of AOC. Yeah, yeah. Rah, rah, rah. I saw this story. I want to kind of go back to the whole business of what is the import or impact of what we do? And sometimes I think sometimes we're a little over full of ourselves, and sometimes it's really interesting how people inveigle themselves into their communities. Guy owns a radio station down in Valdosta, Georgia. He also is the morning show host on that radio station.
He's
and
cool
he also
guy.
Is the mayor
yeah.
of the city. And so the, some people are claiming that he has he's making volatile statements on the air, and he's violating the ethics. Well, yeah, a lot of these people are, in a manner of speaking. So, you know, is that that seems to me to sort of underscore. I went back to it because it sort of makes, you know, we think in terms of national programs and national hosts, but there are a lot of the local people who are being sort of charged with the same thing, the mud that's being thrown at Limbaugh and Levin and Sean and that bunch, right?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot more to talk radio than just those three characters nationally.
Right.
And that's also part of my job, to put the spotlight on the people that are doing it in the microcosm as well as the macrocosm.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, talk radio is out there in communities, and the issues are the same, and the attacks are the same. And the media is a major, major player in the polarization, in illuminating things that polarize people, and in being part of the battle. It's some of the journalism channels on cable TV, there's no news anymore. They just come right. That
right.
bad president that we have, or that right. wonderful godlike president that we have. The adjectives and the adverbs supersede the nouns and the objective words. And we're getting used to that.
Well, one of the things, you know, in terms of let me take a break here for a second. I want to get back to, I got a couple of more things that we need to cover here in the time that we have together. But now, and we were talking off the air about how the focus is on some of the commercials that are aimed at helping us through the current situation. And so I bring to you the message from another outfit that has produced a very interesting product called Clear. One of the interesting things is its main ingredient is a natural ingredient that comes from fruits and veggies. It's called xylitol. Begins with an X. It's spelled X-Y-L-O-T-O-L, I think, if I'm not mistaken, anyway. So Clear, in this case, the manufacturers of this product have changed the spelling from C-L-E-A-R to X-L-E-A-R, in acknowledgement or recognition of the main ingredient, which is an all-natural product, as I said, that works against bacterial colonies in your nose. You heard me talk about the Navage, use that in the morning and at night. Well, during the day, you can take this little bottle of spray bottle. We've all seen these. Michael, you've seen little spray bottles you stick in your nose, a little spray here, a little spray there, a little dabble do you, and it keeps your nostrils moisturized, your upper airway clean, and your sinuses functioning properly. The natural ingredient that's in it will not only take care of your sinuses, but it washes out viruses and bacteria, which is what you want in terms of safety for all of your family. So get it, use it every hour or two, just a little spray. That's all you have to do. Keep your nose clear with Clear. X-L-E-A-R, that's clear.com. You can find it online, obviously, at clear.com, or you can buy it online at Amazon or eBay, or you can buy it at your favorite drugstore, grocery store, or a natural retailer. That's clear.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won, 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Ask me anything except that. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In medieval times, knowledge, especially book knowledge, was reserved for the very few. The gatekeepers of the books discouraged people from asking questions, instead telling them to rely on faith. The fewer questions people asked, the easier it was to keep order. And what about now? We live in an age of information where we can see that stories with similar themes existed all over the planet in cultures that never interacted. So are we still to accept that one culture, one faith, has the monopoly on all things spiritual, even with the indisputable evidence that miraculous stories exist in all corners of the world? Ask me anything, but don't ask me that. Perhaps it's easier to deny the knowledge we have today. Still, if we're on a genuine pursuit to understand ourselves and the world, I'm not sure it's emotionally healthy to take any questions off the table. For more on the human experience, visit drchristianconti.com.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech. But Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
All right, moving back into the final few minutes we have this week with Michael Harrison. Go to talkers.com. You'll see there isn't an interview this week because Michael was very involved, as we've talked about off and on during this hour of the countdown. What went on this week with those major media attacks charging talk radio hosts in the industry with the January 6th attack? You have a very insightful way of looking at it. And off the air, I think you referred to Trump as the shock president because the newspapers call Limbaugh and Levin and Hannity and that bunch, and the locals, some of them, shock jocks.
Yeah, they don't know hold what Limbaugh and Hannity in the same level of responsibility as the president of the United States, for crying out loud. Either he's brought the presidency down to the level of a hired talk show host who's not elected to anything, or we've risen the importance of this business to the level of the presidency. Look at it a little more clearly than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember the old song from Johnny Nash, I Can See Clearly Now? I'm not sure that's why I said what I did a half hour or so ago, making a reflective on the AIDS virus in the 80s, even SARS in 2009, and the way that was handled. And the abuses, I think that it's a great conversation about the abuses that have come about as a result of this whole business with COVID. The country has been abused individually and collectively. We have, in my opinion, and I'm happy to say that we've been abused by China. And if we don't hold their feet to the fire, it would be very interesting. You know, Biden, that was a conversation, had a conversation with the leader of China this week. And did he slap him on the hand? Did he say, we're going to get you? I don't know, but that's maybe what we need to be doing, and that all will play out as we move ahead here. And you'll hear about it discussion-wise on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
After the hour now, it's time for our overview of the hot hits when it comes to technology. Victoria is on top of all that. Victoria Keeling with Doug Steffen, and we go through the top five, starting at number five, which is a focus on a lot of people's favorite guy when it comes to Shark Tank and basketball and being creative, Mark Cuban. What's he doing?
Yeah, he made news this week because he is getting involved in audio and podcasting, and he and a co-founder of his, Fallon Fatimi, they're planning on launching a service called Fireside. They describe it as a next-generation podcast platform that facilitates live conversation. If any of that sounds familiar, you're listening to exactly what he's describing right now. So I don't know why it isn't just called radio, because that's what that is. But anyway... Yeah. They're claiming that this is going to be something new and different, and he said we're going to say goodbye to current media platform limitations created by one-way conversations and a lack of interactivity. So they said that they're going to level the playing field by empowering creators based on what they have to say, not how loud they yell. So we're not really sure what that means, but they said that this is probably going to launch by the end of the year. So right now they're kind of cherry picking certain podcasters to be in the founding Fireside spots. So we'll see if they get any big names to draw attention to it.
Number four is a focus on Instagram and an announcement from them this week.
Yep, Instagram's toughening its stance on hate speech in direct messages. These are private messages that any two people can send to each other if they are both either following each other or publicly following someone. And so the apparently it's gotten really bad with anti-Semitic language and all kinds of hate speech based on religion and race, and it's gotten really ugly in the DMs. And so in the UK, the situation's gotten so bad there that soccer stars, which they're always targeted because, you know, the UK soccer fans are just insane. So, but soccer stars have been targeted with racist abuse on Instagram after losing a match. And so the mayor of Greater Manchester insisted that something be done about this. And so Instagram is listening. And so you better watch what you say in DMs.
Number three, moving our way up to number one, a net neutrality news scope.
Yeah, we haven't heard about net neutrality in a couple years, and so now it's back in the focus. The Justice Department, the new Justice Department, or the current administration, has dropped the 2018 lawsuit that challenged California's net neutrality rules. Essentially, what happened was in 2017, the Trump FCC Commission voted to repeal the Obama Internet regulations, which essentially banned AT&T and Verizon from charging more money to people who live in rural areas, and essentially net neutrality means everything's neutral, the playing field is leveled, everybody gets the same speed, everybody gets the same service. So for whatever reason, the FCC under Trump did not think that that was right, and so they repealed it. And California said, well, we're going to do our own thing anyway. And so then the Justice Department under Trump sued them. Now that lawsuit has been dropped. So California is now back to having net neutrality, which is good news, especially during a pandemic where a lot of people are needing to work from home and needing to have homeschooling. So, and I think that the rest of the country is probably going to follow suit with this.
Number two is a focus on that damn Russian hack.
Yeah, this is huge. So the Russian hack, which, you know, called SolarWinds, that name really probably didn't make many major headlines, but everyone knows it as the Russian hack. This went after government networks. It went after private businesses. It was just huge. Over 250 organizations were targeted and hit. The problem, though, is we still don't even know exactly what they did. So these digital spies basically penetrated every level of all of these organizations, and they're still trying to figure out what exactly they did, did they implant something, did they take something, we don't know. And so there's a cybersecurity firm called FireEye that came out pretty strong this week saying, well, wait a minute, all the way back in 2019, we showed you, meaning the U.S. government, we showed you exactly how this would happen, and no one did anything about it. Now, here we are, cut to 2 years later, and the U.S. government response to the hack has come under fire because we basically haven't done anything. So Marco Rubio and Mark Warner, in a bipartisan effort, have sent letters to the heads of the FBI and the National Security Agency asking for what is the actual response we need to know.
All right. Number one, the
hackers.
Go ahead, take it away.
All right, more hackers. So hackers successfully infiltrated the computer system controlling a water treatment facility this week in the city of Oldsmar, Florida. What they did was they raised the levels of sodium hydroxide, commonly known as lye, and that in the water, that is essentially can kill you because it's the same corrosive material in Drano. Luckily, they found it before it hit the public water supply, but scary stuff.
Yep, it is. Too much of that stuff floating around. All right, there they are, the top five stories this week from February 8th through the 12th. That's the list. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.